Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend show. We're talking about a big plan that's being developed for a potential new park near the intersection of Standard Road and Tuolumne Road. Some state funding has become available, and Tuolumne County is in the process of developing a master plan for that space. There's going to be some upcoming community meetings as well that we've been highlighting on this weekend show. Our guests in studio are Eric Aiken, who is a recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County, and Julie Stewart, who is the County Recreation Activities Coordinator. Mr. Aiken, next question I'll pose to you. You know, for people who aren't familiar with Standard Park, that's right adjacent to this area, what is all at Standard Park?
Well, Standard Park's a 12-acre complex that the county owns and operates. We have four softball fields that are at that park, and it's kind of our only outdoor recreational facility that we have. So there's a hodgepodge of things that we do. We do youth girls fast pitch, youth little league. We do adult softball. We do Special Olympics, does a lot of events out there. The Tuolumne County youth soccer, that's their home for all their games. So we have a multitude of users that are trying to use that park, and there's not enough time and space to accommodate all the requests that we get. So that's kind of what we're excited about this opportunity, is if we can develop more property across the street, depending on what it is that the county would like to see, that could free up some space at Standard Park to allow other users to use that as well. We average probably about 100,000 visits per year at Standard Park, so it's kind of the recreation hub for Tuolumne County, which is kind of why we've branded this new park a regional park, because it really is a regional park for Tuolumne County. It's not just for that area, that geographical area within Tuolumne County, but we have people that come from all over the county, as well as, you know, Calaveras and other counties that come to participate at that location. So I think this is a really good opportunity for the community to get some more needed space that we really, truly need.
Having attended countless soccer games and softball and t-ball games at Standard Park over the past few years, parking is always an issue, especially on those busy game days. Do you anticipate there could be a way, potentially with this new park, you know, adding parking that could alleviate some of that?
If we do something across the street, parking will absolutely have to be a part of that development. As anyone that's driven by Standard Park on a soccer Saturday has seen, as you mentioned, the parking is horrendous, to the point where it's gotten unsafe at times. People parking, you know, kind of on the road and crossing Tuolumne Road and crossing Standard Road can get a little dangerous. So if we are able to and are fortunate enough to receive this grant, parking will be an aspect of that development. So we would be able to share parking spaces between the two locations, since they would be directly across the street from each other. So one would actually benefit the other.
You know, when putting together a new park like this in the planning process and the developing of the master plan, you know, the state would hopefully put together the funds to build the park, but then it'll be kind of the county's responsibility to maintain it. Will the county be looking at a way to kind of put together the park that requires the least amount of maintenance and upkeep and that type of thing?
For sure. And actually, that's, you know, one of the things in the grant is environmental impacts. You know, is it going to be LEED certified? You gain more points if you have LEED certification. So coming up with landscape that, you know, doesn't require as much watering, doesn't require as much maintenance, those are all things that we'll actually score more points on as well. So those are things that we'll work with the architect to implement. As we all know, in Tuolumne County, water is a precious commodity. So that's something that we want to make sure that we're very responsible with whatever we put in. So,
and then LEED certified, is that more just environmentally friendly, that certification?
Yeah, it's, you gain points if you implement environmentally friendly practices. And that's a part of the grant that we can score some points on.
Having the existing Standard Park and having potentially a new one right nearby, it almost seems like it could have the feel of one giant kind of regional park altogether.
I think eventually it can. You know, as we propose this, we're really focusing just on this park across the street. This grant is to go to underserved areas, and we're trying to brand this as a regional park that it is going to benefit more than just that local area. That the entire Tuolumne County is underserved when it comes to sports facilities and recreational opportunities. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
We're talking about a potential new park in Tuolumne County near the intersection of Standard Road and Tuolumne Road on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio by Eric Aiken, who is the recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County, as well as Julie Stewart, who is a county recreation activities coordinator. The outside firm that's been hired to kind of help you along with the process, you know, are they pretty much going to be there all the way till the very end when the grant is submitted?
Yeah, so we've hired, we've entered a contract with Siegfried Engineering. That's actually who we used the last time in 2016. They're actually also the company that did the stoplight right there at Standard and Tuolumne Road. So they're very familiar with that area. So we've entered into a contract for the entire process for the master planning of this this facility. So they will, these first meetings will be held strictly by the county. But once we start going into further rounds of public meetings, Siegfried will kind of take a lead on that. And when it comes to designing it, if we are fortunate enough to be approved to apply for this grant, they will also help us develop kind of a maintenance budget and what it's going to look like and what it's going to require to take care of this park. Because it's one thing to build it, but we're going to have to maintain it as well. The last thing we want to do is spend all this grant money building a new facility and then not be able to take care of it, and it deteriorates over time. So they'll help us kind of develop what sort of equipment and staffing needs we're going to require to maintain whatever it is we're looking to put in. And that will all have to go to the Board of Supervisors for their final approval. So when we go for our final plan to the board to have them not only approve the plan, we'll also at that point have kind of this is what it's going to cost going forward to maintain this. And then at that point, the board will have to determine if that's something that we'll be able to do.
The grant request and putting together this plan, is it aimed more towards certain demographics, or younger kids would love playground equipment? I'm sure older people and younger people love trails. Is it certain, you know, ages or groups that it's aimed at?
There are no ages, and I think if it, the wider range of people that it benefits, the better. I think focusing on one particular age group would kind of be a disservice to the rest of the community, and the grant doesn't specify that. It really is community recreation. So if there are things that we can do that the little kids, adults, and seniors can all benefit from, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Hopefully there's a big turnout for these upcoming meetings here over the coming week. If people are incredibly busy during this holiday season, for whatever reason can't make it to the meeting, if they're listening to the show today, are there ways that they can still give you feedback, or can they send letters or that type of thing?
Absolutely. They can contact us at the Recreation Department at 533-5663. They can also log on to our webpage and email us directly through there with any ideas that they have. We're looking for any community involvement. Those of you that are able to attend, bring your kids, bring your whole family. One of the interesting things that we haven't ever had to do before with this grant is we actually have to take a picture of these public meetings and submit that with the grant. I would assume that's because I would imagine people in the past have submitted long lists of names that who can you prove that you really had that many people there. So the state wants to actually see a picture of everyone that attended that meeting. So we really want to pack the houses, standing room only. So bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your kids. It will benefit all of us. So we'd like everybody to have a voice in this.
We'll have to forward you a picture of this radio interview as well, so yeah, they can see that you're reaching out to the community this way as well. Well, we're going to take one more break. We're talking about, again, a community regional park that's being looked at for the intersection of Standard and Tuolumne Road on this weekend show. Eric Aiken, who is the recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County. Julie Stewart, a county recreation activities coordinator. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We will continue with our final segment in just a minute.